morning sickness. Morning sickness. There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Here in the morning, six. You got to hurry up. That's my fault. Going to move forward, especially if we're going to play that clip from that lady Friday, who announced herself as a legend of the show. 23 years in, they still reveal themselves now and again. She ended the Guadalupe Squares the way it needed to end.
Strong,
strong, powerful, strong, strong. May the fourth be with you. Strong.
Admiral Aardvark.
Yeah, well, that was off the air.
Yeah.
We'll share that story after we play the clip, because that was, it gets better than what you guys heard last Friday. Then there was another moment right after that made it even better. Anyway, we'll chat with Courtney, at least in memory, once again. Right now, it's time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends over there at Hooters. Hey, that's the right one. That's very rare. Pro baseball is on tonight. They got pro baseball on.
Love it.
I don't know why we can't mention the names. Like, would they just go, would they sue Hooters or us or what? Anyway.
It's not like it's a Super Bowl or something like
name
that.
Name a baseball team that's a professional. I'll say, is it, I'm wearing this shirt today. Is it the Amarillo Sod Poodles? That's the double-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And?
That's professional.
It's professional baseball. I've been watching them because I can't get a lot of the games because the blackout rules apply on YouTube TV. So I have MLB TV, and all I can watch is Diamondbacks double A and triple A ball. And I've been into the Amarillo Sod Poodles a little bit because they're pretty neat. Sod Poodles. And the reason I started to like the Sod Poodles is because when I first saw the thing, I thought it said Sex Poodles. Like, somebody just named their baseball team, the Amarillo Sex Poodles. And I looked online. I'm like, I'm getting that shirt. And it's the Sod Poodles. A little disappointed when the shirt showed up. I'm not going to lie. But I have been watching some Sod Poodle baseball.
Is that another name for sheep?
I have no idea what a Sod Poodle is.
Looking at the head of the mascot there. I'm not sure.
That's a hat. And it looks like a lizard or something. I don't know what that is. He's eating wheat, though. It's a Sod Poodle, man. Anyway, thank you, Hooters. Sorry about that whole pro baseball dust-up you've got there. But the Sod Poodles will play tonight. If you ask, can you get the Sod Poodles on? They might be able to do it if they've got the MLB TV package.
Are the Savannah Bananas technically professional baseball?
Absolutely. Yeah. Getting paid to play baseball. Yeah. You bet.
And whoever they play.
Well, that would be the Party Animals. I travel with them. That's also a solid operation. You've got to go see that. You laugh, but
sold out.
It's sold out, and it's worth it. You're going to have a good time. You go to a regular professional baseball game.
I've seen
a
bunch of videos. It's like unbelievable, some of the stuff that they're doing.
Oh, they're a blast. And not only they're globetrotter-ish, but the game has rules that make it exciting every time. Like, it's awesome. It's fun. And they need to implement some of the stuff they do for the Bananas needs to go into regular baseball. Because I'm at the Diamondbacks game, and they'll every once in a while just fire up a thing on the screen that says, noise, noise, and people start cheering, and there's nothing to cheer for. Baseball isn't a game that you're supposed to be constantly buzzing. It's a relaxing Sunday in the park, and it may not fit into today's society as far as entertainment goes. And they keep trying to make it loud, and it's not a loud game.
Full count. Now hit the noise.
Stand up. No, you shouldn't have to. People who watch baseball should know, full count, two strikes. Crowd gets up, starts to cheer. Noise! Goon, goon, goon. It's not the Suns bringing the ball across half court. It's baseball. It's not a game for the crowd to go crazy all the time, only during crazy moments. It makes it special. Ah, don't get me started. I'm a Sod Poodle guy deep down. Anyway, Hooters will show up. Brady reported.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Teachers Day.
You know what I'm going to say? Today's the day you should all quit your jobs.
Well, get your free gifts.
Well, oh, yeah.
Ask parents to, you know, to quit chip
your job.
In.
That's the best gift you can get, is to quit your job and replace that terrible income with the same income at, like, Home Depot or something, and then you won't have to bitch all the time that you're not supported. You took a bad job.
Stay for the gifts. What, a Starbucks gift card? Cares.
Yeah. Brandon Love, who works
some
here.
Cash.
He's a weekender. He came up to me at U-Fest, and he goes, you're always telling all these teachers they should quit, and I completely agree with you. And he goes, then you get into the upper echelons like me, and I'm pulling in like $41,000 a year. And I'm like, see, this is the problem. He starts shooting numbers at me. It wasn't 41. He starts shooting numbers. He goes, I'm rolling in it. Like, rolling in what? A one-bedroom studio or a... You have a piece of glass over two cinder blocks, and you call it your new coffee table?
On this day in history, 79 years ago, 1945, World War II ended. Germany signed the unconditional surrender in France.
This was it. I didn't even pay attention to that.
59 years ago on this day, Keith Richards fell asleep.
Well, hold on, Brady. World War II didn't end. Otherwise, Japan was wildly surprised a couple months after.
World War II ended. Mm. You're saying they signed the surrender.
Technically the German part. So maybe the world part. But we still consider that the end of World War II, don't we? When we threw
Japan was a little side project.
When you throw a little sunshine down on a country and they didn't expect it.
Yeah, that would be
I think
four
that
months
was
later,
technically
right?
The end of World War II. I mean, the world stopped warring like August 9th. Like, that's enough of that. I didn't know they have harnessed the sun's energy.
59 years ago, 1965, Keith Richards fell asleep in the early hours of the morning while playing his guitar in the hotel room, Clearwater, Florida. Probably after a few hits of something. Anyway, he woke up, couldn't remember the riff, but noticed a tape recorder he left running, played it back, and it was I Can't Get No Satisfaction, the riff there.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
What, buddy? I did that on a drunken haze, mate. Playing guitar, high up on the heroin. Oh, look, Mick, come on in here. He's like, what is it, Keith? What we've done? I did that in my heroin days. Do it.
Right. I'm satisfied with this tune right here. This is great.
And you'll hear it tonight.
We're going to hear it tonight. Great. Football stadium, right? Come on down, Brady. It's going to be great. Yeah.
Garp to it.
Hey, Brady, don't expect me to be doing too much dancing. Not doing that.
I move all over. I sucked all the blood from the youth, and I'm like a child again.
You have a baby.
I've got a little baby. I've got to stay alive for the next 4 years, find out what happens to him. I want to be a granddad again.
28 years ago, 1996, Martin Lawrence was hospitalized after suffering a nervous breakdown where he ran into traffic, yelling at cars and screaming, fight the establishment.
I remember that.
They also found a gun in his...
Watch Dave Chappelle on Inside the Actor Studio talking about that very event, and it makes it like it. Your eyes get a little bit weird about how Martin may have been about to start to spill his beans about what he'd seen in the Hollywood world, and they made him crazy. Heat stroke, some sort of crazy thing, just running around with a gun in the street screaming, fight the establishment, and he had shown no signs at all of losing
Before
his mind
that.
Prior to that.
Yeah, right. Wow. The only number one song that has the same word repeated more than three times in the title.
Wait. Oh, wow. That's a tough one. So
Crash
the title? Mm-mm-mm. Is that a word?
I don't know.
That couldn't have gone number one, though. Baby, baby, baby. I got so much. I don't know.
Shake, shake, shake.
Ah,
shake your booty.
Shake your booty. That was number one?
Yeah.
By the drugs in the 70s.
Man, oh, man.
I wrote that. I was high on heroin, and I was taking a turd. I was like, I can't get this last one off. And it shake, 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 shake your booty, and then it plopped down.
Don't tell that story anymore. It's not us.
Someone stole it.
But we don't talk about that, do we, Keith?
I'll remember that. And then I've written it, and I left my tape recorder in an hotel. And the next day, Casey and the Sunshine Band, whoever the f*** that was, come in, and they listened to it, and it number one.
Right, let them have it. We don't want that song about your dingleberries.
I do.
Stolen turd song.
It's my turd song. That's why I call it. I gave it to the A&R man. I said, we've got a turd song. I don't want to call it. It's about shaking one off.
A woman in Virginia named Caitlin Berland bought her first ever lottery ticket last month.
Don't.
Won $50,000.
Mm.
Stop it.
She's using it to pay off her sister's college tuition.
Dumb.
Why do we know that?
That's what she told.
They called the news. Ugh, I hate
it. Picture of her with her check.
That's stupid. Is her sister one of those Palestinian protesters, too? Probably.
I can't graduate. She's packing her tent right now.
How great was that story?
Oh, my God.
The kid from ASU. Oh, yeah.
How many?
That they threw their fit, and then they got kicked off the campus and said, by the way, if you're a senior and you're about to graduate, we don't trust you.
Ain't happening.
You're not walking.
That's not fair.
And they started crying because they've been supporting Palestine. But what they really hate is a regime that holds their rights back. You know, like the country they were just protesting for. Idiots. That should have to go on your resume. You know, didn't walk because. Graduated but wasn't allowed at the ceremony. It has to be like, if they find out, it's fireable immediately. That should be a question in a job interview. So you just graduated from ASU. Congratulations. Great work. And you want to work here at our little company. That's fantastic. Anything I should know about you at ASU?
I protested for the Palestinians.
All right. Well, you can get the f*** out of here right now. See ya.
The other thing that's going viral on social media this week is someone started asking women, would you rather be alone in the woods with a bear or man?
Or arrogant women would say bear because they could win them over.
And there's a million videos of people answering the question, women. Like, one guy went around and asked 8 women on the street. 7 of them said bear. Plenty of women are defending guys and saying it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous question. It's not really being answered honestly, but it sparked huge discussion on how safe or unsafe women feel around men in general.
See, I watched.
It became a man-bashing thing?
Yeah. I'm in roast mode because I really enjoyed the roast. So my question would be, would you rather be in the woods with a bear or a black man? And the answer is bear, because at least he'll eat me. See, that's good stuff right there. You're not getting that on the best show. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe
not. She's
been doing pretty well. I haven't listened for a little bit. She might be telling those types of tales now. Why would that? So it was just all about to take shots at guys.
Probably a bear. Men, they're just going to want
they're
sex.
They're unsafe.
Men are unsafe. Well, that's that great thing years ago that I told you when you asked Catholics in order and they gave them a list of different types of people. Who would you trust with your baby? Rapist and murderer was ahead of atheist. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, yeah, child rapist and murderer was safer than an atheist. And I'm like, let the atheist watch your baby before the murderer. Don't be stupid. Maybe your baby comes out with a couple of new ideas, and you can you know, brainwash that right back out of them. Murder, pretty permanent. Stupid people answer stupid things.
There's a Bitcoin trader who lost $70 million after sending crypto to the wrong online account address.
All right.
It's called address poisoning. It's a scam. Scammers made spoof accounts to trick the victim into sending funds to the fake address.
That's pretty good.
Crypto-related scams are on the rise, costing investors almost $4 billion last year, the FBI says.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Morning sickness. 98 KUPD.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
What was the other term they were talking about?
I think I saw that. I can't remember the other name of it. What was the
one? It's pork. It has some...
What was the first one called again?
Poisoning, address poisoning.
Oh, that was a different one I saw. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. The French have gotten together, the cooks.
They've been together for a while, Brady. They got a whole country.
Well, they had to rally up a team.
They got borders and everything.
Yeah, yeah. They've had wars. They fought for it. They got a flag. It's great.
To claim the world record for the longest baguette.
Ooh.
They made a 461-foot
Calm down. Baguette. Calm down, BS West. We said longest baguette.
We've been looking for a place.
Ooh. Where's this huge baguette?
These baguettes got together. 461-footer.
It's a good-sized baguette.
They sectioned it off at the end, and they gave some for samples, and they donated the rest to a...
To what? They surrendered some of the... Okay, that is enough. We have to give some of it away, or they'll come for us.
There they are, rolling the baguette.
Sacre bleu, what a giant
Guinness
baguette.
World record lady.
She's, yeah, she's got
official.
I like how they always show the world record lady with a clipboard, like she's going over with her. And all you got to do is measure it. There's the clipboard is unnecessary. How big was the last one? And what do I need to measure out here? She's got like...
The baguette must be 4.5 inches wide.
We would make the largest baguette in the world.
We've got another TikTok trend happening. This lady named Mississippi Meemaw posted a clip where she went through the drive-thru of a Sonic and ordered a large Dr. Pepper with pickles.
Which they probably serve in Arkansas.
I would imagine.
It's normal.
Apparently Dr. Pepper with pickles isn't normal enough that the worker didn't even seem to be fazed by it. More and more people are doing it. They say don't knock it if you haven't tried it.
Pickle juice is good. Dr. Pepper is my blood.
You going to do both?
I wouldn't be against giving that a run. I don't think I want chunks of pickle in there. Maybe pour some of the juice in.
Yeah, it's like putting people doing a fruit in it.
We might have pickles in the downstairs mercantile.
Yeah, I mean, I can just get out of a bag.
It's got
like a jar of pickles, like that I have at home. I'm not doing that community pickles.
No, not the, they come in their own little
The thing downstairs. I thought you meant in the fridge.
No,
oh,
no.
God, no. That's somebody else's hand's been digging around.
Got some quick radio videos. First one's a dude falling down off the, it looks like he's climbing off a balcony of an apartment.
That's bad. Oh, was it on purpose or is he killing
him? No. It's not on purpose.
Oh, he fell off the balcony. He's hanging. He's dangling like cliffhanger. Oh, nope. Down he goes. Oh, what did he land on?
It looks like maybe the dumpster.
Oh, he's okay. He made it. He falls on the...
Let's go.
Oh, the corner of the dumpster right in the center of his back. Oh, he's good.
There's no way he's okay.
There's no way he's not internally bleeding to death. Those are the last five steps of his life, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
One, two, down.
Why don't people who film this give me the story?
The follow-up.
I want to know, A, why, and B, what context happened after. Don't leave me, lying in the...
Cutting right there. Cut that scene.
Here's another one where we want some context.
Okay.
Yeah, fun at the bowling alley. The girls in back, and...
Oh, Jesus, I missed that.
Ball.
I was looking at the...
I was looking at the broad up front.
Me too. Oh, some girl just chucked a ball in there and hit another girl in the head with it.
Oh,
she got awesome.
And then she picked up another one right away. She was ready to fire a second
shot. This was, from looking at this, these guys would have been at the Lovers and Friends tour, but they had to go bowling that night instead.
A couple of girls ducked right away.
That white skirt is about as hot as a white skirt can get.
Yeah,
and then this chick here with the giant minotaur ass and tiny waist. Where's this bowling alley?
Dade County, it says, because the hashtag is only in Dade.
It's Florida. It's sexy girls' night at bowling alleys across Florida.
Last one's a guy, the referee at the kids' Muay Thai fighting.
Oh, love it. The referee takes a rogue right to the
Drake
nut
got it
sack.
Right in the nuts.
Oh, and he can't even ref, and the kids won't stop fighting. What are they teaching these kids? None of this is fashionable or skillful. That's not Muay Thai. That's swinging as hard and as fast as you can in circles. No matter what the form is, getting hit in the pills is no fun. Where are the coaches? Hey, tighten up the swings a little, guys. You might be... I don't remember ever teaching you spinning windmill. Idiot. All right. Brett?
I've only got two today.
Okay. So sod poodles, by the way, I'm learning, are prairie dogs. So they eat all the ground, make holes, sod poodles. That makes sense.
I think this was the broad that was on your flight.
Snot lady? Snot lady's on the... Oh, God. Is she wearing a... Oh, Jesus. Look at all the blood.
Here comes the cartilage.
Oh, that's like an eel.
Cartilage.
It's coming out of her nose, and it's like the size of a Bic pen now. With and... Oh, my God. That's an eel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right. You're going to die today. I didn't know girls' noses had periods.
Wow.
It's like a Twizzler came out of there.
That was a five.
That was a five, all right. You can start tamping up that hole.
And here's the aftermath of a traffic accident.
Okay. Oh, my God, my nose hurts.
Hello,
femur.
That's his femur.
That's his femur.
Oh, the rest of his legs right there.
Oh, Jenny, I'm so sorry this happened.
You bubba clock.
Oh, no. I don't think he's Jamaican, Brady.
No.
That was racist.
Man. I don't know. It sounded like it.
That's worse. Yeah. You're making it worse on your
side. Listen.
What the man? That's pretty African. I mean, it could be, I guess. I'll give it to you.
I'm accurate on that.
All right. I'm going to lean on you a little.
I saw one love.
I know. That you're the expert.
I've seen a red stripe ad. One movie. I got it down.
Yeah. It sounded like a language, though, to me. Either way, hard to ignore the half a femur poking out into the air. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, Christ, man.
Oof.
All right. Thank you to both of you. We'll revisit Courtney from the squares there, and then we'll get right to business on what we need to do today to make up for yesterday's no-show. It's 98 KUPD.
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD.